This is News in No Time at Gordon. On today's roundtable, Emmett Till's body exhumed, an Abu Ghraib plea rejection, and censoring Hollywood. All that to come. Joining us here in our New York studios is Terry Williams, founder of the Stay Strong Foundation, and Michael Myers, executive director of the New York Civil Rights Coalition. Also with us from our Chicago bureau, Roland Martin, executive editor of the Chicago Defender, and we wish a happy birthday to the Chicago Defender today. We'll talk a little bit about that later on in the show. All right, folks, let's talk quickly about what was very surprising news yesterday. A military judge has tossed out the Iraqi abuse plea, and that is from Lindy England, the woman who became the face of the Abu Ghraib prison scandal. The judge threw it out, suggesting that after hearing the testimony of Private Charles Grainer, who was her superior, and we should note her boyfriend, a man who fathered her child, who suggested that he felt that this was a legitimate means of dealing with prisoners. And therefore, the judge said, well, all she was doing was carrying out orders at that point. And if someone has a defense, you can no longer plead guilty. Michael Myers, what do we read into all of this?
Well, military justice is a very interesting, if a weird concept. That is that in a military trial, the defendant cannot plead guilty just because they want a lighter sentence. The military judge has to be satisfied that the defendant's plea is really genuine, is legitimate, that the defendant believes that in this case she is guilty. Not only did the other private give testimony that seems to question her guilty plea, but they also put on witnesses who seemed to question her mental capacity and whether or not she knew right from wrong. And in that case, this is what they call a hold on, hold everything mistrial. And the judge says, well, if you really don't feel you're guilty, then why are you pleading guilty? And so the question is, we're going to declare a mistrial, we're going to start all over again, because as the judge said, wonderful line, you can't have a one-person conspiracy.
Mm-hmm. Roland?
Well, it's great. It's interesting because in many ways the strategy of the defense has backfired. And that is they wanted to plead guilty, as Michael said, get a lighter sentence. But then in the sentencing phase, say, well, you know, this really didn't happen. This happened. And so she really shouldn't get the full 11 years in prison. And so this is just one of those defense strategies that backfire. And so now she's back to square one, and she certainly has to defend herself and is certainly looking at the possibility of being convicted and serving a full 11 years in prison.
Terry, what does this say if Charles Grainer, the private, is to be believed that he saw, and he was a supervisor at this point, this as a legitimate means of handling and dealing with prisoners?
Well, you know, I don't know. My thought on the whole thing is just God is the ultimate judge. I don't know. It's just a difficult thing to call, and I don't know. I just think in the end, God's just going to be the ultimate judge. I just really don't have too much more to say about it.
Roland, if more comes of this in relation to, and frankly, this has been whispered for some time, that this, among other means of treatment, is more typical than atypical in terms of what we would like to believe. We also heard this week of the government's reluctance to release the truth about ex-football star Pat Tillman's friendly fire death incident to his family and to the public for weeks. This continues to taint an already controversial situation.
Yeah, I think you're being so nice with this statement, because our government flat out falsified, lied, destroyed evidence in the case of Pat Tillman. And even in this particular case here, there's an effort to exonerate the top bosses and to simply penalize the folks who are on the bottom level. That's... when in fact, this was indeed sanctioned at the highest forms of our government. And it is unfortunate. And I'm sorry, there were African-American soldiers, there were other male soldiers, female soldiers who were being, I will say, crucified by the decisions of superiors to treat the prisoners in this way. And that is what is most unfortunate. So when you see the faces of an England, and when you see that kind of individual, basically poor white female, But then you see these bosses sitting behind huge desks in 3 and 4 stars, and they are not being tried. They're the ones who should be on trial because they made it perfectly clear how they wanted these prisoners to be treated.
Well, at the very least, this is Michael Myers, at the very least you have what I regard as a meltdown in management. Either you have a situation where the low-level personnel are engaged in hijinks. I mean, one of the defenses here was that, well, it was really amusement. It wasn't torture. It wasn't abuse. Here, hold this leash while I take photographs of you amusing yourself with this prisoner. All the other situation is, if you want to believe it, is that there is abuse, that this was abuse, this was intentional, and yes, high-ups may have been involved. The question is, how do we get the evidence? How do we know that? And here I disagree with Terry, because while we may have, at least in civilian courts, that motto, in God we trust, we cannot trust in God in American courtrooms to prove conspiracy and prove intent on the part of government to conduct a torture and abuse of prisoners.
But going back to Ed's statement, the problem we have is if we have a government that is willing to ignore facts, willing to destroy evidence, willing to shade the truth in the case of what took place with Pat Tillman, how can we not expect them to do so in this case to protect certain individuals? The biggest issue out of this whole prison scandal was that these officers, these military members said that they were under the instructions of the CIA and other covert operatives to treat these prisoners in this way. That is consistently being swept under the rug, and so they are being hung out to dry by the actions of others.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if indeed, as it goes back for review, whether the trial will be started or restarted, if you will, or whether they will just allow Ms. England to walk. Let's take a look at what the FBI is suggesting this week, and that is the exhumation of the body of Emmett Till. Of course, Emmett Till, now a famous, some say infamous, case with the 14-year-old Chicago boy who was taken from a Mississippi farmhouse in 1955 and killed for allegedly whistling at a white woman. The U.S. Justice Department reopened the case earlier last year, I believe it was, based on new evidence uncovered by a documentary, quite frankly, by an African-American filmmaker who brought new light to this. The FBI says that they want to find formal justice. Interestingly enough, the two white men who were acquitted at the time and later admitted to killing Emmett Till, who have since died, are obviously no longer around. So it begs the question, do we really need the exhumation of this body for closure here, Terry Williams?
Well, you know, I just think, and this is, you know, I just think that in the overall scheme of things, that it is the force of nature, and it is it's an act of God that eventually brings closure to things, that justice will prevail, I think, is as an act of God. Because I just think that, you know, I'm kind of fascinated by these shows on television, cold case files, that, you know, like 15 and 20 years later, cases are resolved. But I do really think that's what happens, you know. I think that eventually we'll find out exactly what happened with Emmett Till. And I really applaud this young brother, Kenneth Beauchamp. You know, what was it that encouraged him to go back and research and find out that there were people who were involved in this? And I think that that's something that inspired him, that he just came up with the idea to just research this.
Yeah, he being the producer of the documentary.
Of this documentary, the untold story. You know, what about him? A young black man? Mm-hmm. What inspired him?
Now, Ed, well, one of the things
I think we know what happened, and I think with the exhumation of the body, we'll probably find out more about what happened, and maybe if there were other people involved other than the two people who have already, to borrow a phrase you do not use, Terry, met their maker. But I think, if in fact they did meet their maker, but I think that the question here is, if there are others who are still living, who may be culpable and may be discovered as a consequence of forensic evidence, then they will be brought to trial, because the FBI is not just investigating this, they're helping the local state DA with respect to evidence, and there is no statute of limitations on murder.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And what is so unfortunate, and granted, it is pleasing to some that the effort is being made to try to find if there are other individuals involved. But it is still a matter of the fact that African Americans were not protected by our own police forces, by our own government, by these terroristic acts of white Americans against African Americans, even in 1955. Right. Now, there is something interesting, Ed, here, is that some family members say that they are pleased with the exhumation, while others are not. Reverend Jesse Jackson talked to him yesterday, and he said that some of the family members have expressed some concern that, first of all, they were not consulted, that they were not told beforehand. They found out through media reports. Also, another fact that needs to be cleared up, that it was Congressman Bobby Rush who introduced a resolution for two consecutive years to have this case reopened. I know Senator Charles Schumer of New York is taking a lot of credit for this. In fact, it was Congressman Bobby Rush who was the one who was really championing this effort, because Mamie Till Mobley, Emmett Till's mother, up until she died, I mean, she made it her life mission to ensure that the truth be discovered as it relates to what happened to her son.
And truly, she is a woman who is a brave, unsung hero.
Oh, no question.
Throughout the history of the civil rights movement, we see and know many of the nameless and faceless folks who fought the good fight, and she was one of those.
And Ed, the fact that
Another
she allowed
too.
That casket to be opened.
That's
so the
right.
world can see what they did to her child. And Jet Magazine, the Chicago Defender, published those photos. That's, you know, you spoke truth when you saw the face, the battered, beaten face of that young boy. And I remember director Tim Reed said the image of Emmett Till will be forever etched into his mind as long as he is still breathing.
Terry, you want to say?
Yes, one thing is that oftentimes we think that just because people do not suffer crimes that they committed in a physical cell does not mean that they have not suffered.